Hi, my name is April Rashad, and today's call is focused on the health of our GI tract and basically what products that we can take that will help to support the health of our digestive system or really of our gut. So in a moment, I'm going to share some information on two kits, the Complete Detoxification Kit and the Digestive Health Kit, but it's important first really to understand why keeping your gut healthy is of really paramount importance, not just for GI health in particular, but for your overall health. So we now know that over 200 million people in this country experience some kind of GI discomfort or distress, anything from just basic discomfort after eating, gas, bloating, up to something maybe more severe like irritable bowel syndrome or IBS. But many people don't realize that your gut is really tied into more than just the obvious symptoms that we feel that we could directly correspond to our belly. So, in fact, many common symptoms that people experience could, in fact, be maybe indirectly related to the health of your GI tract. So we know that our body's ability to break down, absorb, and utilize nutrients and even to get rid of waste on a daily basis is paramount, obviously, to the digestive tract, but many people would probably be surprised to learn that your immune system is also tied into GI health. In fact, over 70% of your digestive system is actually involved in immune function, and it's also involved in things like, housing serotonin and also the generation of neurotransmitters. That's a job of the GI tract as well. So even over 90% of the body's serotonin, which is that neurotransmitter that affects your mood and your appetite, whether you feel satiated or get that happy feeling after you eat or how your sleep is or even your memory, that's also the serotonin found in your digestive tract, over 90% of it. When it comes to toxins that are in our environment, obviously our skin is going to be the first defense against external environmental toxins, but what about all the things that we ingest? And it's important to really start to think about how do those things affect us or our GI tract over time. So food, I mean, most of us, the American diet is not that great. And even when we make positive switches, things that were white that we turn to brown, like white pasta to wheat pasta, these can actually in a lot of ways, some of the grains that we eat, some of the dairy that we eat, things that we eat that may just have higher levels of toxins in them, let's say you're drinking coffee but it's not organic, can have a higher number of toxins or they can even be considered anti-nutrients that are really more acid-causing in our body or really causing a lot of inflammation. Also, there's chemicals out there in what we drink. There's chlorine in the water that we drink. We take in alcohol. We have over-the-counter medications. We also take prescribed medications. And all of these things over the course of time take a huge toll because our digestive system is forced to deal with everything that's coming in. But every day in and day out, it's absolutely overworked and it's strained. So as a result of that constant strain or even eating foods maybe that you're sensitive to and are not aware of, your gut can end up impaired. And for a lot of people, they may not even realize that some of the regular things they experience day to day is because their gut is in some sort of disrepair. So, you know, a lot of people, like I said earlier, could realize that, okay, I have stomach discomfort and that type of thing, but what about other hidden symptoms? What about things like waking up and your eyes are dry every day, or you just feel like you're constantly swollen, or you have more congestion and you're just contributing it and just saying that it's allergies, fatigue, joint, back pain, frequent infections that maybe take a long time to heal, shortness of breath or depression or moodiness or even autoimmune issues, leaky gut syndrome, or some kind of overall systemic inflammation. All of these things can actually, I mean, systemic inflammation can really lend itself to disease states later if left over time, but I think a lot of people don't even realize that keeping their GI tract as healthy as possible could help to fight some of these symptoms off or at least lessen them. And so the goal really is to support your gut, help it to heal, help it to repair, and help it to also be working optimally. And for a lot of us, that's a catch-up game that we have to start because we're starting from a place where it is not, let's say, at zero in terms of just working at a normal function. We have to get it to normal before we can even get it to work optimally. So it's important, as you can see, not just for the GI issues you may experience, but for your overall health, for disease prevention later, and really for your immune function. A great analogy, I feel like, was given by Dr. Alejandro Younger, who is the author of a book called Clean Gut, and he just uses the analogy of a tree. And he says, you know, if you see the leaves that are browning on the tree, you know, or there's disease in the tree, what we see are the symptoms. We see the leaves. We see them turning brown. But you're not going to paint the leaves green. You're going to go to the root, you know, and that's when they call going to the root of the problem. You have to get down to the source of where the problem started and assist, in that example, a level to repair itself. The browning leaves are just a symptom of a different problem. So while living a healthier lifestyle, including, let's say, low glycemic foods, like the ones that we teach in TLS Weight Loss Solution Program that is available, that's a fantastic foundation for healthy eating and eating anti-inflammatory foods. But there's also nutrients, herbs, botanicals that you may never get in your diet, even if you ate 8 salads today. Or maybe you're not getting them in the synergistic blends or in enough quantities, which is why it really can be helpful to supplement. And so I want to take a look at the first two kits that really are specifically for digestive health in general. The first one is called the Complete Detoxification Kit. And this one includes three different products that really gently support the function of detoxification, which is a process that your body goes through each and every day. The first of these products is called Hepaticleanse. And this is a synergistic blend of ingredients like turmeric and milk thistle. A lot of people have heard of that because it helps to support the liver and really like the regeneration of damaged liver tissue. Dandelion root, there's N-acetyl L-cysteine, which supports the production of a very important antioxidant called glutathione that's also involved in the second phase of detox that your system goes through. Garlic bulb, hawthorn berry, and many more ingredients. And what a phenomenal product really to help your body to release and eliminate toxins and help with the repair and the support of your liver. Oxygen Extreme is another product that's in there. And this is a synergistic blend of vitamin and mineral antioxidants, so things like vitamin C and E, selenium and zinc, that are going to protect your body from oxidative stress. This product also includes things like milk thistle. So again, synergistic blends of great ingredients that we know, based in research, that will support a healthy liver and a healthy detoxification process. The final product in that kit is called curcumin. And this is derived from the spice turmeric, which has been widely studied. What's interesting and unique about this curcumin product is that it is highly bioavailable. There is a system they used called BCM95, and it just really means that they're taking the highest quality of the and the full spectrum of the turmeric rhizome that comes from where that spice comes from and getting it into your system in the most bioavailable form, which really just means that your body is going to be able to use and assimilate it at a higher level than if you just sort of walked down the street and perhaps picked up something that said turmeric or curcumin on it. So curcumin has been, like I said, widely studied, and originally for sort of GI comfort and for joint pain, but it also assists the body in the elimination of heavy metals and toxins, which is very important. But there's also great research for neurological function and cognition, which is why you can read some interesting articles and research that relate to the use of curcumin for diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So this being very powerful as an antioxidant, it has other ingredients in it as well. But like I said, a highly bioavailable amount of the turmeric in there. And what I like about this complete detoxification kit is that it's at a significant discount when packaged together. Because all of the ingredients in these three different products are synergistic and they work better together than they may work alone, they're really fantastic. And I think about them for myself as helping my body to sort of create that clean slate, to help it to get to the point where I'm giving it the best chance to repair and detoxify by providing the nutrients to my body that I feel like are going to help me to get through all the phases of detoxification, which is a complex process in your body, and to help to maintain a healthy GI tract. Each of them are very easy to take. This is a 30-day supply, and really each of these pills or tablets, you know, I feel are very easy, you know, in terms of you don't have to take them all multiple times a day, so I felt like compliance with taking that kit is really easy. But it is also important to remember that we also eat multiple times a day. So supporting our digestive process is equally as important as to creating the foundation for healthy gut. So the complete detoxification kit, I feel, is creating that foundation, is giving your body at the very basic level those nutrients that are required for detoxification and just to keep your liver, your blood, cleansed, which is very important to support your immune function overall. But what I also like is that there's another kit that's called the Digestive Health Kit. And this, too, has three different products in it. And then I'll recap kind of at the end in terms of the uses of both of these. But the three products in the Digestive Health Kit, also at a significant discount when packaged together, are as follows. The first one is called Digestive Enzymes, and it's called Isotonics Digestive Enzymes. Isotonics is a brand of a variety of products, anything from digestive enzymes to multivitamins to calcium to D, that are taken in a very unique form that will increase the bioavailability or how much your body can actually absorb and utilize because of the way the delivery system in which it's given. So basically, it's a powder that's mixed with a specific amount of water. If it's in a bottle form, you would take a small cap of powder mixed with 2 ounces of water. In this case, in this kit, these digestive enzymes come in very convenient packets. So a whole packet could be mixed with 4 ounces of water or half, to be mixed with 2 ounces of water and can be carried around. And the digestive enzymes that also contain probiotics in them are wonderful to be taken with food. What enzymes do? They're catalysts. They really help you to break down food and to actually gather the nutrients from the food even better. Many times because of how we process, cook, package food or the types of foods that we're eating, it's really difficult for our bodies to be able to digest or break these foods down. So with a wide spectrum of enzymes that are in this product, that's really helpful. And with the probiotics there too, a lot of people will notice that they may get less bloating or gas pain or gas in general from the breakdown of foods. I know that these are things for myself personally that I always carry in my purse, not just for myself, but my children eat very healthily. And so we can take these enzymes out. If we eat out at a restaurant, it's likely that they may eat foods that have a higher fat content or salt content or just more food in general than they're used to eating. And so they'll really request those enzymes because they know within about 10 or 15 minutes for them, it actually does make them feel better to take those enzymes directly with or after a meal. The probiotics are the second product that are in that digestive kit. So probiotics are very important to replace the good bacteria that's in your gut. We have a lot of bacteria in our gut, both good and bad, and the key is really just sort of tipping the scales to make sure that the ratio of good is always outnumbering the bad. What people don't realize when they say, I've heard great things about, let's say, Acidophilus or something like that, that's one strain of a probiotic. What I liked about this product, the NutriClean probiotics, is that not only does it have a delivery system for it so that it, A, does not need to be refrigerated like many probiotics do, but B, has a system so that in this tablet form that you take it, it's ensured to have to be able to get to the deepest layers of the GI tract in a highly concentrated form, meaning it's not going to degrade or break down, and that it can stay shelf-stable in that way. But also the fact that it has 10 different strains of probiotics in this blend and 10 billion CFUs, which are colony-forming units of probiotics, which is a really great amount to have in that probiotic blend. So again, for your immune system, for helping to ward off colds and flus, and to be able to keep your GI tract healthy, probiotics can be really helpful, supportive, and very important. The last product in the Digestive Health Kit is called Ultimate Aloe Juice, and the flavor that they provide in the kit is strawberry kiwi, which, in my opinion, is the best tasting of the several different flavors that we do have of the aloe. Also another favorite of children and adults alike. But what's great about the aloe juice is that really this aloe product in particular really sets the standard in terms of quality for aloe. There's a lot of aloe that can be on the market, but not all of it is as concentrated as you'll find in this aloe juice. There's a lot of aloe on the market that may be high quantities of water with a little bit of aloe, or it's got stems in it, or it's not using a whole leaf process. And actually, there's a proprietary extraction that this company who creates this aloe uses that they can use a whole leaf process, and it's basically what we call 150 proof, meaning it's 100% pure whole leaf aloe, and they've also injected about 50% concentration on top of that of aloe. What's more important is that it doesn't have things in it like aloin, which for a lot of people would have a laxative property to it, and this does not have that in there. So, I mean, aloe, if you read about it, will share with you that there's many, many different positive benefits that could be correlated to it in terms of being antiviral and antibacterial in nature, which is why a lot of people really love to take this in the cold and flu season to help to boost their immune system. Many benefits to the skin, but because it's working from a GI tract. So people have taken this who experience acid reflux or IBS type symptoms because it can have some relief for some people in those areas. But in general, easing discomfort of the GI tract, being able to replenish good bacteria, supporting a healthy immune function and regular bowel function in your body are all really important steps other than breaking down the nutrients from the food that you're taking in. And so the digestive health kit can be really beneficial for those reasons. As I said earlier, the complete detoxification kit, this may be able to not just support the detoxification of heavy metals and boost your immune system or help at least to support a healthy immune system and a healthy liver, but also can even help to decrease hangover symptoms or decrease the fatigue from exercise. So there's a lot of benefits both in your GI health, but also in general health to keeping your gut incredibly healthy and being able to take in some nutrients you may not be able to get in your food that can help to support a healthy liver and a healthy gut. I hope this discussion was really helpful and that everybody takes a step in paving the road to good health with better intestines.